Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Teresa Murphy, and I am firstly hoping everyone had a great weekend, a great Father's Day weekend. And I want to say that I definitely yesterday took some time to salute those dads out there, because sometimes, you know, guys, we don't give dads sometimes the credit also that they deserve, and we kind of put them all in one spot, correct? If that's safe to say, we kind of, if one is a bad dad, we kind of categorize all of them as being a bad dad as well. So shout out to those dads that are doing and their children and their lives. And I had a great weekend, guys, as well. We celebrated my husband yesterday and made it all about him. Well, it's kind of all about my husband every day, so. In this own little world, it's kind of about him every day. Powerhouse, author, CEO of the Lux Dream Group, trademark and patent attorney, powerhouse Kim Whitehead will be joining us shortly on the show. And Kim is going to talk a lot about her experience going into entrepreneurship, her talk about her book, the things that she does in the community to be able to help other individuals. So Kim will be joining us shortly. And in the meantime, I wanted to talk a little bit today about changing your priorities this week. So, guys, this is Monday, and we all know, for the most part, everybody likes to start something on Monday. So you either you're going to start your business on Monday. Everything, for some reason, starts with Monday. So for that various reason, I wanted to talk about your goals. Firstly, did you write your goals down? Because you can't get up this morning and kind of be all over the place, because if you don't have goals written down, like a visual that you can actually see, how are you measuring yourself to be able to achieve those goals? Does that make sense? So if you do have some goals that you want to accomplish this week, or some goals in general overall that you're trying to accomplish, be sure that you have written those goals down, because they're going to be key to your success and you achieving those goals. Okay, guys, so moving forward, I also want to talk about, I had a client last week that said she kind of gives up. She gives up because every time she opens a door, it shuts, and it shuts before anything starts to progress. So, guys, let me tell you something firstly. When you're going, even if you're trying to advance in your career, because I always try to let my 9-to-5 folks know that it's not all about entrepreneurship. It's not all about starting a business. And I know, guys, we live in a saturated market, and it looks like if it's not entrepreneurship, then, you know, it's not worth talking about. And that is not the case. There are people in career-oriented jobs and 9-to-5 jobs, and I can't stress this enough, that still need help. They still need assistance to be able to go to the next level in their position. You may want your supervisor's position, or you may want your supervisor's position. So just remember, no dream is too big. Always remember, no dream is too big. So even if you're in a 9-to-5 and you want to go to the next level and you need assistance with that, reach out and get help. Get a career coach. I know we do a little bit of career coaching with Teresa Murphy and helping individuals get to the next level and within their 9-to-5 career. And that goes for resume writing. And we also do career workshops and things of that nature. Just kind of help you, particularly those that have been in a position for 10 to 15 years. Some of you guys have the same resume, or some of you guys don't have a resume because you've been in your job so long. So don't ever feel like you are stuck in that position either. So everything is not about entrepreneurship, ladies and gentlemen. Some things are about advancing in your life overall. It is key. So now we're going to have join us Kim Whitehead. Again, Kim is a powerhouse. She's an author, a CEO, and a trademark and patent attorney. So, Kim, are you on the line with us today? Okay, so we'll give Kim a few more moments. And you're tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio is write down 5 goals that you would like to accomplish in the next 10 days. 5 goals that you would like to accomplish in the next 10 days. And, guys, it shouldn't really be hard because if you have goals, as most of us say that we do, then it should not be difficult to be able to write those goals down right now, 5 goals that you want to accomplish in the next 10 days. And then what you do is you go back 10 days later and you see on that list, what have you accomplished or what have you not accomplished? That's how you know you're serious about your goals, okay? You have to change your mindset. To get a different result, you have to change your mindset. So if your mind is still set from the same way it was last week, then more than likely when your 10 days comes, you're not going to have achieved any of your goals. Make sense, guys? All right, great. So that's my motivation Monday for you all. We're going to see if Kim is on the line yet. Kim, have you joined us yet? Okay, so it looks like we are still waiting for Kim to join us on the line. And so you guys know I always have some motivation talk for you guys. So now what I want to do while you guys are writing down those goals, because I know that's what you're doing. So you guys know that motivation is key. Now, what I want to do while we're waiting for the powerhouse, Kim Whitehead, who will be joining us shortly, is I want you guys to kind of take a moment, and I don't just interview people on the show or I have guests on the show just because I want to get ratings. I want people to be able to get something from these individuals that I have on the show. So I don't want you to just listen in and tune in and applaud and be excited for someone else's success. I want a light bulb to go off for you. So I have particular guests on the show for that particular reason, because I want guests to be able to help someone out there. Even if it's only you motivate that one person today, you are still able to help that individual basically get past maybe a point that they may be in their lives. So does that make sense? So, guys, whenever you see guests on Motivate My Life Radio, I am very particular about the guests that we have on the show because I want our guests to be able to send out a message. So we want it to be meaningful, the interviews that we do with our guests. And I want to just check really quickly and see, has Kim joined us on the line yet? Kim, are you on the call yet? Okay, so we will wait a few more moments for Kim to get on the call. I'm not sure if Kim is having a few issues. You know, sometimes technology has a mind of its own, so, you know, unfortunately, we can't do anything about that. We are live on the air there. So Motivate My Life Radio, it gives it to you straight. There is no editing. What you hear and what you see is basically what you get. So you have to definitely, when you're on the air, even for myself being a host, you have to be particular and about how you come across and how do you get things out, because there's no going back and editing an episode, right? So I know a lot of shows, sometimes you can go back and take out something that you said that you don't like or something that you said that doesn't sound right. And unfortunately, on Motivate My Life Radio, what you hear is what it is. So that's how we operate on Motivate My Life Radio. Let me see. Again, has Kim joined us on the line? Kim, are you on the call? Okay, so it looks like Kim is not on the call as of yet. So what we'll do is keep moving forward. We got a lot of other things to talk about today. Firstly, I want to talk about after the goal writing down, after talking to you about the message that I want my guests to put out, next thing, after talking about you advancing in your career, Those are all key points. The next thing I would like to talk about is it's never too late to accomplish anything. When someone tells me, well, I'm too old, well, I should have did that 10 years ago. Well, I waited too long. It is never too late to accomplish anything. Don't allow your life to pass you by and wish what you could have done or think about what you should have done. Do not do that. If it's something you want to do, put it in motion, execute a plan, and get it started. Now, some of you get stuck because you don't know how to get it started. And that's another situation that we need to actually talk about as far as individuals moving forward. So you get an idea in your head, and then you write it down on paper. Then what's your next step? Your next step should be how to get started. Like, literally, how to get started. How would you get started? All good stuff. So let's talk about what would be your next step, depending on what it is that you want to get started. So let's talk about you want to start your own business, for example, okay? Well, firstly, what would be the business that you want to start? That's the first thing. Why do you want to start that business? That is key, guys. Don't go start a business because you think it looks good or because it looks like someone else is successful in doing it. You want to find out why you want to start that business. And if you can't answer the why, then you may not want to start that business, okay? It's the same exact thing if you're trying to advance in your 9-to-5 career. Why do you want to advance in your career? Some people have a number of reasons of why they want to advance in their career. Some people do it for money. Some people do it because they want to change. Some people do it because they want a new opportunity. But you have to ask yourself the why. If you can't answer the why of why you want to change things in your life, whether it's starting a business, losing weight, or even if it's advancing in your career, if you can't answer the why, you want to stop right there, pump your brakes, and figure out the why. Because if you can't figure out the why, it may not be the change for you that you need to be doing. Does that make sense, guys? Great. So moving forward, I wanted to tell you now my why. So to give you guys an example, what is my why? My why is to motivate people. My why is to make a difference in other people's lives. My why is to use my own personal triumph to be able to motivate people past their pain of what I went through. So just giving you some examples of the why. So when you're writing down those business ideas and you're trying to come up with a business name, how you're going to have business funding, who's going to take you seriously, how you're going to market, who's your target audience, all these things are key to a successful business, guys. So, again, I hope you're taking notes this morning because this is Motivate Your Life Monday. And I want to drop these nuggets on you guys because I have to keep enforcing that. To change your life, you have to change your priorities. And there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind. And that's what Motivate My Life Radio is all about. Now, let's see if Powerhouse Kim Whitehead has joined us on the line. Hi, Kim, are you there? Okay, guys, so, again, I'm not sure what's going on. Kim hasn't joined us yet. Hopefully she'll be on the call soon. But in the meantime, we can keep going and talking a little bit about you changing your life and you changing your mindset, and it needs to start today. As long as you think you can, you won't. And when you think you can, you will. Be mindful of that. And stop using someone else's lifestyle to kind of make you feel like, you're either less of a person, you're not where you should be, you're not making the money you should be making. Look in the mirror and start with you. Don't worry about what's going on around you because everything is not for everybody. And you guys know a lot of us are listening on this call right now today. We're guilty of it. I have even been guilty in the past of it, and that's why when I speak, I talk about being a recovering fraud. But we know that we're guilty of measuring our success against someone else's, whether it's one of your friends, one of your family members, whether it's someone you see on social media. You really feel like that you should be able to measure your success through someone else. So Guys, what we're going to do is let's see if we can get Kim on the call. It looks like she's having a hard time logging in. Let's see if we can get her in. Okay, so let's see. If you guys can give me one moment, I'm going to give you guys a little sound in the meantime so we can see if we can get Miss Powerhouse Kim on the call. Because sometimes, again, like I said, the studio has a mind of its own. So if you guys can give me one moment, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Welcome back to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And again, we're going to see if we have Kim on the line. Kim, are you on the call? Okay, guys, so what we're going to do, looks like Kim is having some technical difficulties getting on the call. I'm going to wrap the show up shortly, and then we're going to see if we can get Kim on the show again shortly after that. So I just want to make sure before we wrap up this show that you guys have your goals written down, you're ready to execute your plan, you're ready to reach out to who you need to reach out to, whether that's research, whether that's an individual, whether that's a mentor, that you're ready to reach out to someone to be able to establish how to move forward and what your goals are, a career coach, a life coach, a business coach, whatever it is that you need to move forward in the next step of your life to change your mindset. Okay, guys, thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio. We're going to wrap up, and if you can join us again with the powerhouse Kim Whitehead in about 5 minutes. Thank you.